Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Post Acute Point of View podcast, our discussion hub for healthcare technology in the out-of-hospital space. Here, we talk about the latest news and views on trends and innovations that can impact the way post-acute care providers work. We'll also dive into how technology can make a difference in today's changing healthcare landscape for home and facility-based workers and the people they care for. Let's dive in.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Post Acute Point of View podcast. My name is Shane Curtis, and I'm the head of revenue and customer success for home health and hospice at Matrix Care. We're excited to have Scott Hamill on, chief operating officer at Medalogix, here to speak with us today. Matrix Care and Medalogix recently announced an integration partnership for the Pulse Episode solution. Medalogix is a data science and AI company that manages over 4,200,000 patients every day through their Pulse and Muse platforms. The new relationship will enable Matrix Care home health clients to adopt Pulse Episodes, the leading clinical decision support tool in home health. So let's get started. Scott, let's begin with your origin story. Tell me a little bit about how you came to be with Medalogix and with this solution today.
All right. Thanks, Shane. Appreciate the introduction. Yeah, in terms of origin story, always inclined to be in business, from your own lawn services and painting companies to I was a BBA and an MBA. So just stayed in the business side and did a lot of sales and implementation roles early in my career. And then 20 years ago, I traversed into healthcare. And that's been fantastic for me because through family and friends, I have a great passion and life experiences for the space. I was with a company called TriZetto for a long time. They were like the major central processing system for U.S. healthcare payers, kind of like how an EMR is the central processing system for a healthcare provider. I was in there about 10 years. We had a lot of growth and got to move up into various leadership roles. And if you fast forward to today, 29 years and an established business leader trying to make healthcare better.
That's a great summary. Thank you for that, Scott. For those out there who don't know Medalogix already, can you share a little bit more about Medalogix holistically as well as the solution that we're partnering with?
Yep. Medalogix is the leading clinical decision support tool for post-acute providers. So it's decision support for home health and hospice agencies. We have almost 450,000 average daily census on our platforms being used every day by clinicians to provide better care. That equates to about 35% of Medicare home health patients and about 24% of Medicare hospice patients each day being supported by the platform. We've partnered together on Pulse Episodes. So Pulse is our home health platform, and I'll talk a bit more about that. Medalogix was founded in 2012, and we're a pioneer in the data analytics space. So we take data science and AI models, and we combine that together to provide insights for our clinicians. It's an AI companion for our clinicians so that they in turn can provide the right care at the right time, improve outcomes, and improve patient experience.
That's also a good summary, Scott. And as we've both been to shows at Healthcare 100 and other venues, I can't think of more applicable buzzwords and points of interest for our joint partners in the industry today. The industry talks a lot about providing personalized or person-centered care. Can you talk to us why in the past this has been so difficult to accomplish, why this is part of the mission for Medalogix?
Yeah, we talk about that a lot at Medalogix, and we think it's a combination of challenges. It's not any single thing, and that's just made more difficult by the complexities of regulatory and quality requirements. In general, if you just look at our clinicians, they're asked to do more and more to meet the demands of the industry. More patients to visit, more documentation to create and review, more rules, more quality scoring, more at-risk contracts. And then you compound all of that with just the fact that there is growth in the demand for home-based care services. And that's harder to do with the reduced reimbursement that's coming from Medicare. So you have that. You also have things like the historic challenges of recruiting and retaining clinicians. And when you stack up all of these challenges, it's really hard for our clinicians in these agencies to just be permitted the space, the capacity and time to focus on providing personalized care continuity for their patients. So we need to provide them with more space and time to be able to do this.
Important issue to drive home or be robust in the answering of this. We see continued pressure from CMS to move towards person-centered care, both through regulatory and reimbursement pressures. How do you see machine learning and AI helping to offset these challenges?
Yeah, CMS definitely keeps ratcheting up the pressure. Just a 0.5% increase in the payments from the latest final rule. Yeah, things like PDGM, which is a shifting target and requires more oversight and adjusting case mix weights, LUPA thresholds, value-based purchasing. There's a lot of challenges on top of what we just talked about in the previous question too. When done right, machine learning and AI can help our inundated clinicians with all of these challenges. These new technologies like AI, they comb through stacks of data that a human being can't simply process. So we at Medalogix identify and predict patient risk. And that provides clinicians with recommendations that can make their work lives easier. For example, we have a solution called Pulse Episodes that we're partnering with Matrix Care on. And that's used by home health agencies, I mentioned previously. So what Pulse Episodes does, it analyzes 600 different clinical data points about a patient after each home health visit. It re-risk scores that patient, and it provides insight on the likelihood of that patient to hospitalize within the care episode. That gets provided back to the clinician for perspective and clinical decision support. We also provide recommendations through the AI, combing again through all this data on whether to recertify or discharge the patient at the end of an episode, or what is the optimal amount of clinical visits to keep the patient from hospitalizing. We'll surface whether a patient has recently had a significant change in their condition in terms of their risk score and whether or not that should be examined by the clinician. Or will surface for the clinician whether a patient hasn't been visited in alignment with their care plan and they might be slipping through the cracks. So just a bunch of different examples there on ways to help the clinician. And so having that AI-based clinical companion can help our inundated clinicians provide better care, but also do it with efficiency that keeps the agency in a financially healthy position and helps with work-life balance for the clinicians themselves.
It's really fun to hear about and the excitement that I've seen with folks that have been exposed to the Medalogix solution. When you talk about providing risk at a patient level, can you give us an example of how this manifests? I've heard a couple, and I know this is a fun aspect of the solution.
Yeah, I just cited a few of them, but I'll dive a little deeper. As part of home health value-based purchasing changes in the 2025 final rule, one of the measures focuses on patients discharged to community and unplanned utilization of facility-based care within 31 days following that discharge from the home health agency. So with Pulse, our end-of-episode planning module looks at each patient starting on day 45 of each episode and makes a recommendation as to whether or not that patient should be considered for discharge to the community or recertified. One factor that's considered is their current, what we call TIF risk. That's transfer to inpatient facility. Think of it as like hospitalizing or rehospitalizing. And as an example, we know that any patient who's stratified as a very high risk, if they're discharged, we know statistically that 1 in 4 of these patients will TIF, will hospitalize or rehospitalize in the next 14 days. So when we can surface that for our clinicians, it helps them make more clinically appropriate discharge and recertification decisions. It reduces the rehospitalization rates on these patients. It also provides better adherence to the home health value-based purchasing guidelines. And there's a really good example there. It's like that kind of clinical insight is really helpful for our clinicians. And it's part of why Pulse, quite frankly, has grown to be a product that now has 250,000 average daily census flowing through it in just a couple years.
Very good. Exciting examples. And I think it just speaks so clearly to the benefit for all users. You've touched a little bit on this next question, but I'd love to dig more into it. And it really just goes into how is this improving the outcomes of not just patients, but also staff satisfaction? You talked a little bit earlier about really just helping them with efficiencies, which obviously with the caseloads that a typical clinician has, I'm sure that's beneficial, but wanted to hear you fill in the gaps on that piece, on those benefits.
Yeah. When this is done right, like when we partner with clients on Pulse episodes and have that successful implementation, we're aligning them with the clinicians and that agency's distinct workflows, their best practices. When we do that, we're going to see high adoption of the software by those clinicians into their daily activities, integrated into their daily standups and their various daily operational ceremonies and things. We have all kinds of reporting and insight around how the product is being used and how to improve that adoption. And when that happens, we see a lot of improvements in outcomes. So we'll see providers that reduce those hospitalizations, so that transfer in inpatient to inpatient facilities. And so there's an example of a great improvement for patient outcomes. We'll also see a lot more availability in terms of utilization for the clinicians themselves, because we're calibrating the appropriate visits. We provide recommendations on the number of visits to use. We'll also see improvements in the utilization in terms of the visits that are being used. And with that capacity involved, that creates more balance for the clinicians. We'll also see increases in recertifications based on clinically appropriate evidence of hospital risk. And we'll see a reduction in non-clinical lupus. If the patient is not being visited enough, then that's a detractor in inpatient experience. And we'll see ways to be able to mitigate those non-clinical lupus, which generally reduces gaps in care as well. So that's another sort of patient outcome that we're typically influencing.
All great examples. When it comes to AI and how excited I feel like so many are to figure out how to harness that power and create a better outcome, there are some that are cautious about adopting AI due to the concerns about over-reliance and possibly losing some element of that human touch. I'd love to hear your thoughts just with experience with clinicians and other ways of what you've seen as far as striking that balance between AI and maintaining a patient-centered care with that human touch.
Yeah, that's a great question. That is very much part of the debate on how do we have the proper ethics in place around the usage of AI, and really important debate. So listen, we always want clinicians to be making the decisions, and they're driving the patient care experience. While AI can comb through these vast amounts of data and surface recommendations and insights, AI is just frankly not a substitute for caring for someone in the home. So instead, at Medalogix, we want our machine learning and AI solutions to function more as a clinical companion, a clinical assistant for our nurses and such in the field, and one that can be relied upon and trusted by our clinicians to provide data-driven counsel. And then that human clinician will use that in their training and their experience to make decisions about patients. That's how we view it. It's a support tool. It's a clinical assistant, but the clinicians are the ones who are driving the car, so to speak, here.
Very good. I think that'll bring a lot of comfort to clinicians thinking about that element of things. I can't help in this fast-paced environment but to ask a crystal ball question, Scott, which is just what is the next 5 to 10 years in the post-acute space look like in terms of AI and the role that Medalogix would like to play?
Yeah, I'll give my prognostications, but this is an area where things are changing so rapidly that there's a lot of different opinions and things are going to change on all of us. But AI continues to evolve, of course. I think in terms of my prognostications, we'll see a lot more generative AI in the post-acute care space. Generative AI is things like large language models, so things like GPT technology. And that is going to be used a lot in the post-acute space to simplify and reduce clinical documentation. You're already seeing it all around. We have a product in market around that. You're going to see that in terms of reducing that clinical documentation. you're going to see a lot of multimodal AI. And what that means is, for example, there's a lot of AI right now that is ambient AI, auditory AI, and is used out in the field where a field clinician can speak into their phone and AI is being used to complete an OASIS or something or do some sort of generative assessment. And then on top of that, when I talk about multimodal, you can take that and then use that to run data science against what is being produced out of that to make predictions. So you've used ambient and auditory AI to produce some documentation. Then perhaps we might run our algorithmic AI and data science against that summary that is produced to find different data points and surface those for clinicians around patient risk, patient care planning. And then you might then supply that to make additional predictions. And so what you're seeing is like multiple forms of AI converging both from a generative perspective and a data science perspective. And you're just going to see more of those kinds of use cases tied together. And then there are specific industry versions. I can see intelligent referral systems out there in the post-acute space that are using AI to assist in identifying the appropriate care setting for a PAC patient and recommend where that best care setting might be. There's a pretty limitless set of use cases, but I think what you're going to see in general is you're going to see this generative AI combined with data science. And that's going to be interesting to see.
It's really fun to hear. And this has been such an exciting product with, in the early going, just such a resounding excitement from our user base. Really fun to hear where you're seeing it going, Scott. Thank you for sharing that. As a leader in this space, I actually haven't spoken with an organization that isn't excited in investing in AI-powered technology, but I'm curious, what do you see the risk of not adopting technologies like these as the industry is evolving? What does that look like to you if someone was a slow adopter on this front?
Yeah, so I think being in healthcare IT for 20 plus years and IT in general for nearly 30, there's always new technology that comes out and creates a lot of buzz. And AI right now is certainly creating a ton of buzz. Like any other buzzy technology, there's a lot of companies who, quite frankly, just don't have the goods. So there's a lot of new AI vendors that have cropped up in the last year, and some are more sizzle than substance, and they won't be around 5 years from now or 10 years from now. That said, some have amazing new and useful technology. So I guess what I would say is proceed cautiously, but I would advise you 100% to proceed with evaluating AI as part of your clinical and part of your operational strategies. Like denying the potential of AI, I think I would equate to that's the ostrich sticking their head in the sand. There's no question as to whether these technologies will eventually present tremendous benefits for post-acute providers. The real question is, what problems are most important for you and can be reasonably solved by AI today? And then, you know, knowing that, which vendors can really and truly help you solve those problems today versus it's really just buzz. So to help figure that out, some piece of advice that we would offer is we encourage providers that are working with an AI vendor to engage in some kind of proof of concept. So before making any large or long-term commitment, it's worth doing some type of work to pilot with that AI vendor and ensure it's truly going to work. For example, at Medalogix, we'll offer a free analysis on how that AI can benefit your organization. We'll load your matrix care data into Pulse episodes, and then we'll show you exactly how Pulse can help you with your patient care, with your clinical operations, with the financial health of your agency. And when you see it, the power of the AI becomes obvious. And then when you compare it to the 40 other Pulse customers that are out there and using it in the outcomes they're experiencing, it's achievable versus just being buzz. So that's some advice that we give for people navigating on how to make an AI decision.
Love it. The proof is in the pudding. Scott, this has been a great information and example of how Medalogix and the Pulse Episode platform can support the movement of person-centered care. And in summary, it sounds like the key to proactive care is really the ability to stratify patients visit by visit and make it easy for clinicians to access this information. What would your final takeaways for the audience or anything else that you'd like to add having to do with data science, AI, and the Medalogix platform?
I think you hit on it right there, that ability to stratify the patients visit by visit, make it easy for the clinicians to access and use this information by having that clinical companion integrated into their clinical workflows. That's the key to driving success. In terms of the last final takeaway, I guess I just return to what I said just a moment ago. Our call to action is simple. If you're interested in exploring what data science and AI can do for your organization, we encourage you to reach out to your MatrixCare account executive and get connected to Medalogix. You can also reach out directly to our Medalogix website. We can offer this free analysis. If you want to see what Medalogix can do for you, we're happy to load your MatrixCare data into Pulse for free and the efforts on us, and then we'll show you how Pulse and AI can improve your organization's patient care, clinical operations, and financial health. I love talking about AI. Thanks, Shane, for having me. We're really excited about bringing this capability to the MatrixCare customer base and really excited about what we can do for these agencies there. So thanks very much for your time.
Thanks, Scott. We couldn't be more excited about the partnership with Medalogix. Thanks again.
That concludes the latest episode of the Post Acute Point of View podcast. We have a lot of guests and topics coming up that you won't want to miss, so be sure to subscribe. To learn more about MatrixCare and our solutions and services, visit MatrixCare.com. You can also follow us on LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook. Thank you for listening. Be well, and we'll see you next time.